Proclamation number 7320, dated the March 29th, 1959. Resurrection on the third day. And you all can rejoice, for the Lord has risen from the dead. Thus it rang out in the kingdom of the spirits as well as with my own, to whom I appeared on the third day when I had left the tomb and showed myself to my disciples. Deep sadness had entered the hearts, for they had lost what had been their sole purpose in life throughout the time they had spent with me on earth. They believed that they had lost me to death forever, since they did not and could not believe that I would rise from the dead, even though I had informed them of it before. The disciples were still earthly bound in that way, and the reality of the earthly world was sobering to them. They were seized by so much fear and lamentation that I wanted to comfort and strengthen them and thus appear to them after my resurrection. I had given them the task of going out into the world and proclaiming me, that is, spreading my divine teaching of love and informing people of the act of salvation which I had accomplished for all humankind. But in order to carry out this mission, they had to be completely convinced of the truthfulness of their proclamations. And the act of salvation also included my resurrection, which ultimately was the crowning glory of the work of salvation, for the people should be informed that I had defeated death, that death need never ever be experienced again by anyone who follows me, who wants to receive the blessing of my act of salvation and who thus leads the kind of life that I had lived on earth. Hence you will not need to fear death anymore, because I had defeated death and thus also the one who had brought it into the world. And that is why my resurrection was visibly witnessed by people, that is, only by those whose degree of maturity permitted spiritual vision. Since my body was spiritual, it was no longer a body of flesh and therefore only visible to those who already possess the ability to see spiritually, and to whom I therefore also had announced my resurrection. The fact that my tomb was empty certainly also surprised the other people, yet they all looked for other explanations than that I had risen from the dead. And this teaching will simply always require a belief which, however, can be acquired by all people who voluntarily step under my cross, if they want to belong to those for whom I died the most bitter death on the cross. The belief in me and my act of salvation simultaneously includes the belief in my resurrection, because the soul, having been redeemed by my blood, already has the inner certainty of an indestructible life. The disciples were not yet permeated by my spirit. They were still in the dark after my crucifixion, for their fear did not allow any light. And thus I helped them by means of my visible appearance, but which then convinced them so overwhelmingly and made them so joyful and happy that they now thought they could easily carry out their mission, and with increased strength wanted to apply themselves to the proclamation of my teaching and my crucifixion as well as my resurrection. In the days after my resurrection, I was able to convey instant strength to my disciples, for the salvation of their souls had progressed and they were already able to free themselves from their previous Lord, and then they unhesitatingly proceeded with their preaching ministry, because they knew that they could no longer die, or that only their body could die, but that they would continue to live in my kingdom, and thus death had now lost its sting for them too. Hence the act of resurrection was more or less first an aid for my own, whom I had left behind in utmost psychological distress, because their faith had still not reached the necessary steadfastness for their task of spreading my word throughout the world. But they were meant to speak on my behalf, and therefore they had to also have this convinced faith which only required their complete redemption. But then all my disciples irrefutably possessed this faith, so that they were able to be truly devoted proclaimers of my teaching once their mission began. Amen.